nga tugatta engalo zaffe n'enduulu okuba nga tussamu ekigambo kya katonda ekitiibwa kitaffe wamu n'omwoyo
omutukuvu
atwaniriza ekigambo kya katonda okuyita muweereza we omutume Ronald Witness wamu na musumba Sambosa n'omusomi wafe wa bayibuli musumba Robina batutwale maaso ku bwomwoyo
omutukuvu
Yesu yebaza obwana bwa Katonda.
Ye
muli?
Mwatuse
dda mu lukiiko olw'ekika ekitukuvu.
Gwe
yongera okwetukuza.
Kubanga
tumanyi nga tugamba tuti ekisooka essuula esooka.
Kkumi
na musanvu wa kkumi na mwenda.
Tubeere
batukuvu nga bwali
omutukuvu.
Era twawulira nga tugamba okutukuza ekibiina.
By the gathering.
Yes, you are.
Praise Jesus. We want to move on northeast of the Valley of Priest Port. Our plan which is in Ephesians 2. In the Savior of the Holy Priest Port. We are God's household. Now we've come to move on to analyze what concerns our holy plan
of
the Father within heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And
we all are his offspring
who are
led by his spirit. Just as it told us in Romans 8:14. All who are led by God's spirit, those are the children of God. Now we are here to led by the Holy Spirit
to continue
to lighten to us what concerns the Holy Priesthood and even our home in heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
For
he is the one who was sent from the Father. And we do ask ourselves as children. Our Father is in heaven. We the children, what are we doing on this world?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And
the Holy Spirit got to answer us. When he
based
in 1 Corinthians 15:23. When he begins 22, he says, for we all had got died through Adam. And Christ Jesus is where we live. In Christ Jesus is the firstborn, is the first year of the
dead.
And we too, every person in his own time.
And
some of the things which bring us on this world. Because in Mark 12, 25-27, our God is not a God of the dead.
Now, because
whoever died passes in Adam died through Adam, we live on this world as we reconcile with our Father. That we first get to live, that we get to be our God. Now we'll first to everyone who has come, that you reconcile with the Lord your God, for that is your Father.
Yes,
praise Jesus. The ministry was given and committed to them who serve God in their world
is
spoken of in 2 Corinthians 5 to reconcile people with God. But before you reconcile others, you're supposed to have reconciled already with your God. And you prove well to reconcile with God.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Many
people have woken up to minister.
They
think they have come in this ministry of reconciling people with God. Yet them themselves are never reconciled with God. For what God wants is not what they do.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Now,
after you a minister, you do things which God doesn't want. There's not any other person you can reconcile in this world with God. After you do what the Father wants, you can reconcile others with
yes,
him.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. Even today we move on to reconcile people and reconcile you with our Father in heaven. That is your real Father.
Yes,
praise Jesus. For we must reconcile with him ourselves.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
But enough to
and we too we beseech you to reconcile with him.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
For
we know the end of everything, how it will be. When
it destroys
all who never reconcile with him. Now for knowing all that, we implore you. And we beseech you to reconcile with your God. And by name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Bosa and our Bible reader, Pastor
Hope.
We love you all. Who decided to seek the living God. And you don't seek him for the things he gives, but you seek him because he is the Lord and he is our Father. And you verse within the Holy Book
that
tells us in Isaiah 34:16 that look in the book of the Lord and read, for none of them will miss its
mate,
and the mouth of the Lord commanded them, and the Spirit of the Lord gathered them. Everything we need to know,
we're
going to move on to looking, to seeking and knowing God, for that is our life.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But in this, we move on to see the schemes of the devil on who God and who his church. His schemes are what he has asked to be concerned with God.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
That's what we are going
to be. If we get to be revealed on the schemes, we've already made it through.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Bible
shows us that the devils fear so much to be realized. And if you get to know and realize them, the battle has gotten awakened. That's why
we
want to start the schemes of the devil unto God and his church.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. So
much.
And we begin to start all these
materials.
We began to separate the Spirit of God and his works of righteousness from the Spirit of the devil and his works of unrighteousness. We are about to separate the right Christ and his church and the false Christ and their charges. The shortest time after we finish this, we shall separate the right gospel of the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, which involves to get born again, to be given a body from heaven, which desires so much the milk of the word of God,
and
from the gospel of this world, that's of the devil, which preaches the desires of this world.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But we're still moving on.
And
we separate the Spirit of God and his works of righteousness from the Spirit of the devil and his works of unrighteousness. And we are separating the seal of God of the Holy Spirit, which is in Ephesians 4:30, with the Holy Spirit puts on us when he passes through the seven spirits. And we separate from the seal of the devil, which is spoken of in Revelation 13:15-17. That's number 666. We've seen the number 666 for some time. And we saw the first six, how the devil is responsible over it. We still see the second six, how Jezebel is responsible of it. And we shall have to see the third six, of which the false prophet is responsible. We still look on the second six, some of the things Jezebel does to establish and strengthen it. We last saw the seven heads, where they all received to reign over all nations. and we are on the economic heads.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
I've
been an introduction.
Right
now we've begun officially.
The
second part of the economic
head.
Where the Lord receives to reign over all nations.
Revelation
17, verse 9 tells us this. We repeat so much this verse that you get to understand it.
Kubikulira sura ya 17 olunyiriri olw'omwenda.
Revelation 17 from verse 9.
Awo we wali omwoyo ogulina amagezi emitwe omusanvu z'ensozi omusanvu omukazi zatuddeko.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
We tuba tulaba kubikulira 17.
Where we see Revelation 13.
N'olisooka n'olw'okubiri.
Verse 1 and 2.
Batulaga ensolo erina emitwe omusanvu.
They show us the beast with seven heads.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Ne batugambye.
That they told us.
Emitwe omusanvu.
That the seven heads.
Z'ensozi omwezi kwatudde okufuga amawanga
gonna. They are the mountains that oversees reign over all nations.
Ozo tumanyi obulungi nga Jezebeli.
Whom we know as Jezebel.
Malayika yasooka okugwa okwegatta ku Sitaani.
The first fallen angel to fall and join on the devil. Among the fallen angels.
Though
he came operating the human beings of this world, men of them. They who are named that Jezebel. All different names like Diana and many others. According to different languages and the different nations.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So,
now this seven mountain.
The
adorable seats on them reign over all nations.
And
right now we see the third mountain. Fourth mountain.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
We
saw the mountain of the false church system. We saw the spiritual wickedness for sorcery. That was the second mountain. We saw the political mountain.
Then
right now we are on the economic mountain. Those are the mountains. When he sits on these mountains, he brings over all nations of this world. Except until they will get saved. They will get from the world of darkness. Enter the world of light, of knowledge. Those get escape the rulership of the devil. And
he
says that these seven heads, they get out of the midst of the people. Because the beasts, we hear that it comes from the many waters. But the many waters, it doesn't mean the physical sea. It means the different types of people. They will speak different languages.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
That's
where Revelation 17:15, he told us this.
Revelation
17, verse 15.
N'amamba nti, amazzi ge walabye omwenzi w'atudde be bantu n'ebibiina n'amawanga n'ennimi.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amazzi ge walabye omwenzi kwatudde.
The many waters you saw where the Lord receives.
Jukira omwenzi atudde ku nsolo.
Remember that Lord received on the beast.
Nsolo erina emitwe musanvu.
The beast has seven heads.
Amayembe musanvu.
And ten horns.
Naye ensolo eva mu mazzi amangi.
But the beast comes from the many waters.
It
comes from the people, nations, and plants and languages.
And
we understood concerning that beast.
According
to Daniel 7.
Verse 23.
The beast means the kingdom of the devil.
Where
there are people who act like animals. And they expose their privacy outside.
They
eat grass and like that.
Yes,
praise Jesus. You can do immoral things publicly. On the television or in the people.
Yes, you
praise Jesus.
Now,
because of that, when you hear the word beast, don't begin to imagine an animal which arises to eat the people. The other is the kingdom of the devil. When you hear the seven heads of the beast, don't Begin to imagine one head which appears like of a lion.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But know that this is the mountain where the Lord receives rain over all nations. Whoever enters that mountain, it is hard to escape it. They are kept in the captivity. The Bible shows that there are people among them who must overcome. And they come from nations, clans, and languages which are reigned over by the devil. Those are ones who are washed by the blood of Jesus. They accept the witness of the word. Because of them, this gospel moves on to be preached. And for a witness for the others to be condemned, they who insist and remain the rulership of the beast, the gospel is preached.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So
now we are moving on to know the economic
hate,
how people are captured within it, and they could never arise to seek God again, but they are seeking for money.
Yes, we must
praise Jesus.
Now,
as we are warned,
Bible
says in Revelation 7, verses 9. This is where there is wisdom. Why are we preaching this gospel? Why are you revealing? One would have said, I don't need to know the heads of the beast. Me, I believe Christ.
Yes,
praise Jesus. To believe him without knowledge, it can never save you. It can never save you.
The
Bible says, God wants all people to get saved.
You're
reaching into knowing all truth.
The person
who just gets saved, but they never know all truth, it's very easy to get lost along the way.
Now
we are on the way heading our home in heaven.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. Let's read Revelations.
Kubikulilo sura ya musanvu onyolo mwenda.
Revelation 7, verses 9.
Oluvanyuma lwebyo nendaba, era laba, ekibiina ekinene omuntu yenna kyatayinza kubala, mu buli ggwanga n'ebika, n'abantu n'ennimi, nga bayimiridde mu maaso g'entebe.
Yes, praise Jesus. We have heard that the devil reigns over nations and plants as he faces on the mountains. But according to Revelation 7, verses 9,
it
shows that thousands of people want to get saved. They do come from nations, clans, and languages which are reigned over by the devil.
Yes,
praise Jesus. That they will just sit and appear before the Lord and the Lamb of God. The question is that says, how can these people get saved? How did they escape the seven heads? For we have the waters you saw. They are the multitudes, nations, people, where the Lord receives to reign. Did you escape from the nations, clans, and languages? It's to know the skills of the devil.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus.
It's
that you got revealed of skin.
No,
and you knew how you can escape and get saved.
All
the 24 elders in heaven ask this question. Revelation 7, verse 10.
Kubikulira essula y'omusanvu olw'ekkumi. Ne boogerera waggulu n'eddoboozi ddene nga boogera nti obulokozi buba bwa Katonda waffe atudde ku ntebe n'eri omwana gw'endiga. Ne bamalayika bonna baali bayimiridde nga beetoolodde entebe n'abakadde n'ebiramu ebina ne bavunama amaaso gaabwe mu maaso g'entebe ne basinza Katonda nga boogera nti amiina. Omukisa n'ekitiibwa n'amagezi n'okwebaza n'ettendo n'obuyinza n'amaanyi bibenga eri Katonda waffe emirembe n'emirembe. Amiina. Omu ku bakadde n'addamu n'angamba nti bano abambadde ebyambalo ebyeru be baani era bavaawa? Ne mugamba nti Mukama wange gw'omanyi.
And he said, Elder, you cannot not the 24 elders. They are not old with gray hair. But they are old within knowledge.
Revelation 7 verse
14.
N'angamba nti bano be baava mu kubonaabona kuli okungi ne bayuza ebyambalo byabwe ne babitukuza mu musaayi gw'omwana gw'endiga kye bavudde babeera mu maaso g'entebe ya Katonda ne bamuweereza ng'emisana n'ekiro mu yeekaalu ye n'oyo atudde ku ntebe alitimba eweema ye ku bo tebali lumwa njala nate so tebali lumwa nnyonta nate so omusana teguli bwokya newankubadde okwokya kwonna.
Yes, he was
praying
Jesus.
And there was
Rabbi. I think you see.
Even though Jezebel sits on the mountain to reign over all
people,
to reign over all nations,
there
are they who are getting redeemed. The mountain we move to see the one which is economic. We
have
that in it are two words which are fighting each other.
God
says, seek for me as they can still be found. And I love them who love me and they will give me and seek me. When they will seek and search for me with all their hearts. Even money says, me too seek and look for me and search for me with all your hearts.
And
make even gadgets which check out money. Even if
you
have those gadgets, you check them with your fingers to see whether it's original money, not fake. And you see whether it's original, not fake. And these two words fight with the economic system.
God
says we seek for him.
The
devil too puts money in place that we seek for it. We have to look, use money as we have. But it's not what we look for in this world.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. For we had it. There are tricks which we are put in place to look for man as if it's hidden. Yet it's right within the box. The other man is in your pockets. Man is not hidden far from us. But it makes a person appear as if it's not seen. That you look for it. All time people have wasted it on that. Even the gospel changed. Looking for money is what is moving on. The gospel was for seeking for God. Right now the gospel changed for seeking for money. Because of the economic system of the devil. Or the fourth mountain where the darkness reigns over
people.
You can be this rulership without knowing it. But until they were revealed right now, I know you're going to be very well aware.
Yes,
you
have
raised Jesus.
So you know,
you must be very careful. Yesterday we saw another one. And they said that wisdom is a defense just as man is a defense. But they told us, wisdom and knowledge, it preserves the life of the one who owns them. Never seen money preserving the life of the one who has it. Mother said that your money is a defense. And you walk speaking that I must have money to protect myself. But they beat you with the money. And the money cannot defend you for that. Sickness takes you. Money is on your account. You go to hell.
Like
all his wealth was telling him that we have betrayed you ever since you looked for us. You failed to look for the one who will save you.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus.
Why are
we telling you these words? Church has reached a post and got corrupted. And it stopped seeking for God.
It began
to look for money and the finances of this world.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus. But we want to awake, come back to track. Money will rather look for us. For we are blessed.
The
blessing is looked for with by
anyone.
For a blessing has favor right to it.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus. We are no more going to preach the gospel that come, your package is here.
Don't
We shall preach, come, we tell you home where you came from in heaven. Those we tell you come, your miracle is happy to them. We shall tell you. Come, understand your father in heaven. They will give you miracles for their food with children. That is the gospel.
We can't
tell you, come, your miracle is here
with your head.
And we forget your father is supposed to give it to you rather free.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
So the example for it,
what are we trying to
bring to you?
Let's move on to see other things in economics. You came there, we began to see yesterday's heads. And we saw how we can cut off these heads of the beast. Remember, the beast has ever gotten a wound on one head. This time, no one wanted to get just the wound.
If
you want
to take a
wound,
we want
to get a big wound on the head and cut them off. We will have to come out in the name of the Lord Jesus. The wound.
The wound
is not a wound of being boxed.
All that
they got bullets and shot
is peace. The
wound is of the sword of the word of God. Got the wound of the sword of the word of God. The devil and its works of
unrighteousness.
For the spirit of the devil is what works in children of disobedience. And they are reigned over these seven heads. And the spirit of God works together with the children of God. They are reigned over by the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Yes,
praise Jesus. So because of that, it requires you to know the skills of the devil. One of the things which have dangerously beaten down the church. Not knowing the skills of the devil.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Oh,
we are fighting with someone, we don't know his schemes. You think church is not praying?
Pastor, yes.
They have prayed. But they are praying within the schemes. Have you ever seen someone put a scarecrow on the stand and take? Beat the scarecrow when they are on the side. Now let me give an example. The devil you see,
he
makes us dream when our forefathers have attacked us from hell. And you begin to feed your dead forefathers, but you leave the devil on the side. Your forefather is in hell, they've never gone there, they are in punishment. You were meant to beat fallen angels who have appeared as demons over clans. But because you never knew those kings,
they
sent you to beat your forefather who has attacked you in a dream. Yet you are the born again
saint.
He has get from hell. After you say they have come back from hell now. Those are the major schemes. You strike wind. Therefore, ended up capturing the entire church.
Business.
They are in business. Right now. Chasing demons, tomorrow they come back as they give them tithes and offerings to make money.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So,
now we must know this again. And when he tells us, the important is
of knowing
the you know the devil and what he does. Tell you,
you're
going to get explained more. The economic head.
Why
are you seeking deep to know why? Some of you, we are getting tired to study things. Much wisdom. The one who knows few when in the poor. They will choose the ones. Not knowing, ignorancy.
Me
know much that I do much. They will choose me to know much. Who accuse you much? Is that you know how to do right and never do the right thing. They will not accuse you that you knew much.
And
knowing few is a very serious case.
One,
when it causes you to fall,
Wanga ruina kumanya kujubu.
We don't have the full knowledge.
Makoli se chokubidi.
Second Corinthians.
Sule yoku inyoku minoru.
Chapter 2 verse 11.
Tugamba kwa.
He tells us this.
Makoli se chokubidi. Esule yokubidi. Unyoku minoru.
Second Corinthians 2 from verse 11.
Sitani alemengo okutwe kulumbalizako. Kubanga tetinga batategera nkweze.
Tetulinga batakolachi.
We are not like them.
Abatategera nkweze.
Who don't understand his scheme.
Dani wabatomanyi
nkweze. If you don't understand
the scheme. Ayikama kwe kurumbaza na tuula
wa. He can outwit you and sit aside.
Echigama kwe kurumbaza uchimanyi
kwenye Uganda. Outwit you, do you not understand in Uganda?
Oga vyekomu mtu.
Have you ever seen someone you beat them, they put their back like that? And they say, what are you
beating?
They turn and they slap you. Remember him in Acts. The boys chased the devils in the name of Jesus. Paul preaches.
And you
must
say
them with Jesus, even Paul. Now who are you? That's what the devil did to judge.
Anytime
you don't know his schemes, he can outwit you. He can make you free when your neighbor, you see
him.
When they are holding the panga and they're chasing you. When you wake up in the morning, you look at your neighbor in church.
You
want
to
sit where you are. I'm going to sit where you are. They can't to play in your mind, you don't know his schemes.
When
people press to each other, you fight each other. You
can
attack them, beat them down, and you send them to the neighbor. Who are to agree to fight the devil, you end up fighting yourselves.
Because
you don't know his schemes.
I
tell you like this, brethren. When we pass through the head of the economic, church and it captured the whole of it.
Pastors
stole the tithe and offering, shared them among themselves.
They
never gave to the house of God to get what they need. That head went deeper. Pastor counts the finances and the civil service like betting over the tithe and offering.
Father,
tell them, give the needed. They've already put him in the rulership economic heads. Many of them are read over by these heads. You're going to hear some of the things they speak. You hear them say, if you are poor, rich on the world, even in heaven you'll be rich. Don't mind Lazarus was in heaven, but the rich man was in hell reigning
over
him. The gospel they preach, they're corruptible in mind. And they were honored in the churches. They are those with
money.
Not they who know God. Nothing.
Who
the devil captured those people. And they are like people in the world.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
Move deeper
knowing the skills of the devil.
Move
on to be more than a conqueror.
You
no more beat and fight wings. You know where you target your war. Jesus said,
you
can't go in to fight without knowing the army is attacking you. And the ones on your side, how many
are there?
Now we check, you rather attack just
on
the last time. Sometimes we've been just attacking. I bite
you.
I tear you. But you are, what are you tearing? You were right there. And you're the one binding, you tear yourself. And you forget their angels who are meant to do that. Church, they wasted your time. I tear you. You just say you rest around with flesh. Now, when you touch like that, what are you binding? Send an angel to bind.
Send
an angel of fire to bind.
But you fire yourself.
You may end up working within their schemes. Now we started the economic heads. Maybe it's rent over the ones of the world. But it is in the church so much.
obanga ku muntu akusimbisa ku byamagero nga bagamba
mugabeyebuli
omu
nesente Now the economic need has gone deeper in them. The one who sells a miracle. At least you did know that Peter the shrine.
He did
not go to the devil. And that's why I have to give him a shrine price. When you enter what you call the church, when you find you pay a shrine place in the church, then you know that the threatening thing there,
you
thought you had come to light, yet you have come to darkness. Have you seen it? The one who goes to the shrine can get saved after
that.
They know they have gone to the devil. People who are harder are the ones in the false churches.
For
they think that they got saved. Yet they are in the shrine.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
But
we are warned. Our Lord said, you know the
skills
of the devil and the fallen angels.
They
fear us for knowing them. And when they see us, they run quick. You know, the apostles reached villages, and demons will say, they who overturn the world of a right.
It's not
that they were overturning it, they
are
bringing it back to shape.
Remember,
people had things when they are twisted, and when you put them in
trouble,
and they say you are the one who is overturning them upside down. Demons began to fear them. At least they pretend to serve within God.
Acts 16:16.
A girl with a demon prophesying. She
stopped
them and said, what can I do?
Those
are the servants of
the Most High
God who preach the word. Listen to them. But the acts could not change. Paul saw the acts. The spirit is just making money. Prophesies but makes money. These are not the economic people.
No,
now just they prophesy, get money.
They
are in the same head, reign over them.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
So we are going to
hold the sword of the word of God.
We are going to
boldly cut off those heads.
And
the beast to trample it as Moses did. You know, Moses called them that very cow. It's a sign we showed we can get that beast and trample it. If we get hungered, well in the words.
We just want to sort of
hold the beast and trample it.
That's no one going to take it.
If you understood it, don't put that part in the flesh. You know, some people,
if
the Roman Empire may have gone, the Roman Catholic, okay. My friend,
that
department is a small department in the thing. Think of the devil is a bit broad. We want to bring the kingdom of God on this world.
We want to
bring the kingdom of God on this
world.
We are going to get authority as we are in the light of the word of God.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus.
I
want to read Job
24.
When you see, if you review the devil's kids, what happens?
Yobu esula yabiri mwenya onyoyo kuminebili. Abantu basinda ngawali mtibuga ekirimu abantu abangi. Ememe yabo abafumitidwa nekaba.
Babi ilayo nga sitani abali ubi.
They are there, the devil is inflicting wounds on them.
Wanawani kumisa abantu baka.
You know the one people cry.
Adaba singo kawi wazambo vijibuni.
And most of them who cry are the one who leave this body.
Kubayako ukwa kuchika angaba.
For you. Fall on a threatening experience.
The
new life you've never known of. To hell you've never imagined of. Tears are on people who get out of the flesh. Don't you see the one who remain on the earth cry so much? Most of them who die are the ones who check from the body. For you reach a moment and you get silence. But the ones who enter hell, they cry all their days.
Job 24
verses 12.
Naye Katonda tachibala okuba obusirusiru.
And it says in wisdom. Who created them pray for the work for that?
Job 24
verse 13.
Abo bali ku mwendo gwabo abajemera omusana.
Where the problem is, if they quieted the bride, that they are on the press of them, who rebelled against the light of the word of God. Light comes as you see today. Many people fight with it. Many don't want the light of knowledge. Some of the head is going to be seen. In the head, we're going to see the economics. The much wealth is what will give you eternal life, or the much knowledge. The knowledge of God, which is much. Rich man enters because of wealth, or you enter there because of the treasures of knowledge. The problem is this. God has said, if they put them
bright,
let them be put in hell, they pride. So that they will fight the light of knowing the God. Every time it comes in the world, they fight it. How many pass the way? That they will be a point there. That they are studying. And look at them. You reach to pray and you say, God, think over it. You thought of him and the world as we spoke of him. You mind to seek for the life of God? Wake up dead evening looking for money instead of looking for God.
Money,
even it's little time when it's want to look for it, but it's to give it to Caesar. We have how many hours? 24. Been looking for the blessing. People don't wake up to look for cars. But the
car
just follows them wherever they are.
But
they look for the blessing. They look for it, they don't see it. Let me tell you, people fight the light of knowledge of God every day.
They
wake up in the body to look for money. Wake up at 6
a.m.
at 4 a.m. in the night to look for money. Tell them wake up for and come to know God. You see churches in this world. If you bring this gospel today, they will show they had much power. My goodness.
That's
the yeast of the Pharisees in churches. There they see a dollar, they come. Go to England, Europe, they see a euro. Told them, let's go to the party. We know what is there. What happened? Is it there?
God says,
not mind them for their those who fight the lies.
Yobu sura ya 2 mwenya olunyolo 13 tebamanyi makubo gaagwo.
They
even know the way of life.
Musana yekuso ekigambo kya
Christ. Christ Jesus, the word of God.
So tebabeerera mu mpenda zaagwo.
Era bwajja bwati musana guno.
And when it comes to this life.
Nga I don't njagala nyo Yesu. I want Jesus.
When you go to the mountain to pray,
yes, no, yeah, yes.
I'm going to seek for Jesus.
Uruduke.
When you reach there,
Murugama.
I know.
My vision.
My car.
Hey.
I thought you came to seek for Jesus. Now, where has money come in? God says he knows what you need before you ask him. Don't waste to confuse him. Be on money. Don't pretend to go to see God.
When they don't see God
on the mountains and in the valleys, God is within his book.
You
can understand that he's filled everywhere.
I
said that some fight lies, though they go to hell, God doesn't find them as they cry.
Yobu esura ya 2 mwenyonyero 14.
Job 24 verse 14.
Omusi agolokokera wamu n'omusana.
Omusana gw'okumanya bwe gujja.
When the light of knowledge comes.
Nasitani agamba.
And the devil says.
Mulabisemu abana. Abantu abagala okudda
mu kulaba. There are some people who want to go up to heaven. I have to kill them. What can I take away the light of knowledge from them?
Aletangiri ya byanfuna.
Bring the financial gospel in place. Whoever had the life of heaven. And when he gets his finances in charge, I see you get a visa. There is the miracle.
Yes,
Jesus arises for you. I don't know the one who arose for you when you believed him was who.
They
can come here.
They even have a Bible.
And they pack a
product.
They even understand things of heaven. Because it's seen that he has Jesus.
Bible
speaks of
him.
You think that fear of God is the mark for
peace.
Look at the car he bought, he moves away. And you see him coming. You all clap your hands. Clap for him. Leave, give him the front seat. Let him get where to sit in the front. Now that church, you know, the financial head of the devil.
What?
He captured it. The rich are on the corporate seat of the front. They have sofas. Now you the ordinary. They are gods. You sit there, the gods behind. And when he comes in, those are my sheep. Now this one speaking is the he gods. Now we come to the sheep of the Lord Jesus.
And
he, God is reigning over them.
Yobu esura ya 2 mwenya onyole 14.
Job 24 verse 14.
Omusi agolokokera wamu n'omusana.
Who is the murderer?
Ato mwavu ne yetaga.
If you are in need, Remember the poor who is in need. We need the word of God. The Bible speaks of the poor in spirit. Matthew
5.
They were poor in spirit. The ones who are yearning for righteousness. And they don't have it, but they feel poor at all. The
thirst
of the truth, of righteousness, of the word of God. And they're fasting for it. Now those ones, it's entrapping them.
Putting
the gospel as it is of righteousness.
Men
brought white garments. And the suits are white. When
he
comes, they think he's a holy person.
He
has fallen on them who yearn for lives.
But you must instead of putting the
other one about them, killed most of the children of God.
For
the poor, and they need to know God. They are poor in spirit. We don't speak of physical poverty. In the children of God, there's no one who is poor in spirit, in body.
Except
children of the devil, you claim to have made us poor. Yet, whatever is in heavens and earth, they are ours.
For
we believe the one who owns them.
And
you are beautiful people who are rich. The other, for a moment that we're going to live in them forever.
We are
rich, sure, enjoying ourselves. Use you wretched and pitiful children of the devil. Use our way for a moment.
Because
we shall accuse you for using them wrongly. The Bible says he's going to corrupt and mess up the world. They are the ones who are going to mess them up.
Yobu esule ya birimanya olunyoro 14. Ere chiro abango omubbi. Era n'eriiso ly'omwenzi lirindirira ekizikiza.
Ali ndango atsibo ba omusana bagukumazemu ogwo.
They have taken away the life of knowledge.
Ngayogera nti tewali liiso erinandaba.
Appears to work in the people and they can no more understand him. Let me tell you many
challenges.
Right now the devil is in them working.
Baba gamba moyo huyu atakula. Ne muri ya atakula. Ebisari.
Caterpillars and you begin to spread yourselves.
That is standing when you ngaya batawale.
Ninga kwa gamba moyo mtukufu. But tell the Holy Spirit is moving.
Ukaka kuje gamba moyo huyu wa saba moyo wa
the Spirit of God is of liberty.
Mafuta akuruputa mafuta marunji.
And now into which flows which is sweet.
Ngirebo tabaka zimu na Mungu.
When you comes in your life you feel good life.
But the China man
who did that, was the weak, who was no strong
thing.
And this comes in the church. And people was righteous and bright. They were falling and throwing their legs and
doing everything.
They were smoking, people cannot see him.
But the knuckles in our going to commit on the
head of the prophet. So say,
the
mountain, Jesus,
never feel here.
I die for you.
Electricity
first goes up.
I curse. The
devil is live on human heads. But now he calls himself Jesus. People can start the demons. And they normally start the wars. And they
start
the demons one by one. When you ask them even five angels, they don't know even one.
In
that moment, as they started demons, they have the light, yet they have darkness. The problem which is there, you don't know they on your side, but every time you study your enemies,
and
what deals the human heart is what gets from them. You feel yourself demons, you have to dream them all your days. When you dream a dog chasing
you
go, you beat and you fire it in prayers. You go, you sleep again. You dream falling in a toilet. You go, you fire that demon. You come again. You dream a cow knocking you. You strike it.
The
life of them who study demons is like that. It's what kills in their heads and hearts.
But
what kills the human heart is what gets from them.
Whether
everywhere.
Then
we started demons to testify this. They left you after you come here.
naye byabatuga
tugendanotuka
nokutbw'oba okyame wonola
omuwuka
mafuta
ganabali
basitani
babbiaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaa
ate tolowooza nti sitaani alika ku muto
gw'omuntunayogera
ebituufu era abaagala okuwuliriza
sitaanimanyi
olagala kitaani ase ku
mutwalolwansiga obukyayimulowooza
era wabaire akawa
nebakusabira
and
pray for you
muzimu neguka
and the demon comes
nze it is me nze sina wako nze nakabo katukajana wesengo wawa
you are of where of masaka
oyo mugena mocha
you going to hate that auntie
nakati kuloza sitani yalika babulira ngo mubere urunji
was telling you that you'll be well.
Omutwe guno gwe tuliko
ogw'ebyenfunaate
kati gwenyini gwe gwatutabula ntuluka ne
mwebyera
ekkanisa netandika ofuuka ngaesabo gyogenda basika omuzimu gwa
jjajjaguje
kukubuulira
ebizibu
era olumala okukola ebyo nga
after doing that
ngamusumba agamba
pastor says
ndowoozira byamaanyi ga mukama
I think you see the power of God
kama badde agamba
God has been saved
osiga ensiga ey'okusomolola
so a seed will be set free
kagali oyo gatekatakoma
that drama
never ends era batutuuka mu mutwe guno
ogw'ebyenfuna
akwata n'omutukuvu n'amusimbaliza
the holy spirit that totally corrupts it with foolish
akwata n'omutukuvu
gets the saint
namusiriwaza
ndowooza
mujjukira
nabbyali
byanfuna yali alagudde kubanga
basaebyebikolia
era
gahazinaye
ebyenfuna
byamutabula
mukama wagambye sibiro byakola
senenazinga
musajja namugambamukama wagamba
zenebamukuba
ekigo teyadda agenda okuddaafunabiresa
kituufu
naye nga bambi mu nsi y'omwoyo
bamugobye
yalina okuba ngadda mu kifo kya
Elisha,
but he
wasn't able because of
finances.
Those have struck down church very badly.
Yobu esule ya biri mwenya olunyetuli kula kumina tano.
Job 24 verse 15.
Nga yogera tewali liso erinandaba na yefula amasoge. Mukizikiza mwebasimire enyumba
agati tolaba enyumba yogwe mubiri
nga
bakolisa
ekyokubitaano bwega
kasita okugwamu omusana gw'ekigambo
kyabasiba
mu nyumba yo ne bayingira ne
babiirwa
mu biseera eby'obutamanya basima enyumba eyo ne
bayingira
bayita mu birooto byonna nga baagala
kuyingira
ati nomu ne bamugamba tukumire enyumba
ensanvu
ne bagenda ku
byalibya
buli wikendi nga bayita emizimu
nsanvunagiryako
mu nyumba
eyo
kakati bwogoba ogumu
nga
gugenda eri ensanvu
ngaenyumba
nabagiwa
naye tukoze
tulumbeyo guoyo
ukwate ku byenfuna
tulabeoyinza
okuba ekweyo
kati ne
batuuka ku byenfuna
byowulire
Yobu esura ya bimwenya unyole kumi na mkaga. Mchizikiza kwa basimile nyumba. Begalira emisana.
Emisana kwa wena basilise muku.
In the day they are silent.
Ile mchimu emisana jibu ila mmanu mungu.
Because during the day they are with these people but they are calm.
Ebutu kechi dogo nani ya mweta.
Reaches night all of them get mad.
In
the day demons that they are
saying,
you swear some vulgar word and speak one. But when it is night, it maddens all people. That's
why
most
children
go
for
night and short skirts and breasts are outside. And the demons begin to work in them.
Yobu sura ya biri mwenya unyole kumi na mkaga.
Yobu 24 verse 16.
Begalire misana kibamanyi musana.
Njibagala musana kwa chikamu ya kadonda.
The light of the word of God.
Ereo ugeza kote kawo ebintu byokubulira enji.
You try to put things of preaching the gospel.
Eyagala yobula
which is of life.
Munango kusi okujja kwa abo bajja abalonde mbe bajja.
Except the elect are the ones who come for that.
Yobu sura ya biri mwenya unyole kumi na mkaga.
Yobu 24 verse 17.
Kubanga owencha bulinga ekisikirize ekyokufa eri abo bonna. Kubanga bamanya ebitiisa eby'ekisikirize ekyokufa. Abawambira ng'amazzi.
Oyoluzungu egamba.
English version says,
for the morning is to them even as the shadow of death.
Told him to wait.
Okutuka abarabenga bafute ntebe ya
jiwe.
his medicine.
Naye akozesa abantu balala.
But does he use other people?
Akozesa ffe bennyini
abawulizi. We deserve.
Era tuli beetegefu.
And we are ready.
Abalabe ba Mukama waffe Yesu okubateeka wansi
w'ebigerezi. Of the Lord Jesus to put them under his feet.
Twogera ku ngeye.
We speak of hell.
Tuyina basindiikiriza bamalayika abaagwa ku ngeye.
Send fallen angels in hell. That is under the feet of Jesus. Maybe they
were
speaking the
feet.
They are 10 planets.
It was Obama who was
get from them under the feet, kingdom of the stars.
Yes, he was. So we're going to be moving on.
Now we're going to be moving on.
There will be
enlightening for you.
Right
now we began to study.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
We are like,
why do you need to know about the seven heads?
We move on with the
economic
age. But
the part we are on,
omusana gw'okumanya okungi,
the much light of knowledge,
n'obugagga obungi,
and the much wealth,
what takes
someone to eternal life?
What?
Some of us are gathering things of the world so much.
And
we look for money.
But
who will help us reach eternal life? Is it to gather much knowledge? Or God? Or to gather much wealth?
Yes, Jesus.
Praise Jesus.
Begin
saying,
this is a map.
Mark 8:35.
Kubanga buli ayagala okulokola obulamu bwe alibubuza. Buli alibuza obulamu bwe ku lwange n'olw'enjiri alibulokola.
Bangi baagala kulokola bulamu bwabwe.
And they want to save their lives.
Era tugamba.
And it says.
Baagala kubeera bulungi ku nsi.
Want to be well on this world.
Naye abakolera okuba obulungi
ku nsi. Many want to be well on this world.
Ate bamaliriza obulamu bwabwe babubuze.
End up making their lives get lost.
Yes, you must
raise Jesus.
Naye ate ffe tulina kino.
But we have peace.
Bwe tusooka okunoonya obwakabaka bwa Katonda obulungi.
We seek the kingdom of God and righteousness.
Bisigadde Mukama baagenda kubitwongera.
The best God adds them unto us.
Buli kintu kwalako kiryoke kirabo.
Everything we done then will be blessed.
So tufube nnyo.
Now let's pray so much.
Sooka okunoonya obwakabaka bwa
Katonda. We must seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
Then we will find Mukama mwete kufukutuku.
Now, finances, God is ready to join them on us. But he says,
Verse 36.
Mark 8:36. Kubanga kimugasa ki omuntu okulya ensi zonna n'afiirwa obulamu bwe?
Nti oyinza okuŋŋaanya obugagga bw'ensi eno
the wealth of this entire world.
Naye ng'obulamu bufiirwa.
But you are losing your life.
Oyolekera mu ngeye eno. You are
headed to hell and the lake of fire.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
So, okunoonya ebyenfuna kuno.
Now, seeking for finances.
Mu byonna bye tuba tunoonya.
In all we seek.
Tuba twagala kuba bulungi.
We want to be well.
Era tulinga abaagala okununula obulamu.
Is it one who will redeem our lives?
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Naye ate tumaliriza tububulizaayo.
We end up making it get lost.
Kubanga sitaani ali eyo.
For the devil is in there.
Omutogo ebyenfuna ebyo by'obulimba.
Economic head, which is deception.
Agenda maso n'okubuza abantu.
The Christ make people get lost.
Abali bengo okunoonya Katonda wa.
They fail to seek their God.
Nenga bakera buli kumacho okunoonya se.
Every month they wake up look for money.
Ankubulire.
Let me tell you.
Mawanga nga America.
The nations like America.
Ungereza.
England.
China. Nama.
China.
Mulimu abasajja bakunganya se.
They are men who gather money.
Abalowooza. Bafunye obulamu.
And they think they have gotten life.
Nima hatu kuchia nga wainasi gababugani.
But they reached and they had to give it out free.
And
they had billions of dollars.
But they could
no more use it.
After now
they're put in rehabilitations.
They are
just washed. And the other
have
not yet got the word of life.
They
are heading to hell. What bond is there? What we tell you, you think. Is it what takes you in heaven or much knowledge of God?
He
asked the question.
Verse 37.
Mark 8:37.
Kubanga omuntu yandi waddeyo ekyokununula obulamu bwe.
Omuntu yandi waddeyo ki?
What could man exchange for?
Okukyusa. No, I
exchange for your soul that they give you something else. And
then
you might hear that soul that solves the devil.
Musicians
that they sold their souls to the devil because of
finances.
They, even pastors
have
got souls of their believers and they sell them to the devil to get bread. If you read
about
Ezekiel 30,
they
sold the souls of my people
because
of pounds of gold and silver. Many where you'll be fellowshipping to absorb the ocean. They write a registration of the church. And they tell you, confess you are my sheep.
If
you're no more sheep of the Lord Jesus, and you say, I'm your spiritual father, and you reject your father in heaven. After it takes you to the ocean. These are my sheep. All the souls have sold them to you. Let's even read there. People have exchanged souls and sold them because of finances. Even businessmen, the politicians, they were in the drama. They exchanged their souls because of
money.
Let me tell you, the economic head is not easy. They exchange their souls for it. They sell what? Can you even restore it? One day all
are
sold off all our souls.
But
when we are in Adam. The one who bought us on the free
price.
And nobody demands me that I sold him to you.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
See where
Isaiah. It says what in Isaiah? Isaiah 50 from verse 1.
Isaiah 5, olunyi olusooka.
Isaiah 50, verse 1.
Bwatyo bwayogera Mukama nti, ebbaluwa ey'okugoba nnyammwe eri ludda wa gye namugobya, oba aliwa ku abo abammanja gwe nabaguza. Laba, olw'obutali butuukirivu bwammwe, kye mwava mutundibwa, era olw'okusobya kwammwe,
the devil bought us in Genesis 3. But it's not that he paid for something.
He
just made human beings do things which are not righteous. And we sold our soul. But the Lord Jesus, he bought us with the price of his blood. To take us from sin.
Because
sin is what bought us. The blood of Jesus which takes away sin redeemed us. That's why it speaks in 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Verse 19 to 20.
We are
born with the precious blood of Jesus. Let's honor God with our spirits and our body.
Because
they are no more for us, they are for Christ. Those who came in the church of Christ Jesus, expect anything you can exchange for your soul.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus.
Many
of them are moved on to sell their spirits because of their finances. But to redeem and to establish the thing, to redeem
because
of the Lord Jesus. To establish and to
protect,
he was given you yourself. Life of the full knowledge. Get the guarantee of eternal life.
But gather
all the wealth of this world,
you will
not be able to overcome. You've made your life get lost. Many of them church think money is the Lord who has arisen for them. But I want to talk to you. That was total getting lost of the church. And went to the world to get lost together with the world.
That's why the Rastafarians now are in the church. They are plaguing the air. And their thousands are falling down. I don't know whether they even grow. Maybe there are prostitutes in church these days. Therefore, both of souls very badly. But those who sold their souls in finances made them sell the souls.
You don't know.
Let's read here. Ezekiel 13. Let's begin from verse 17.
Ezekiel esula ya 13 nyole 17. Nawe omwana w'omuntu kakasa amaaso g'okwolekera abawala b'abantu bo abalagula ebiva mu mutima gwabwe bo era balagulireko oyogere nti bwati bwayogera Mukama Katonda nti zibasanze abakazi abatungira ebigugu ku nkokola zonna era abakolera ebweru emitwe gy'abantu aba buli kigera okuyigga obulamu muliyigga obulamu bw'abantu bange ne muwonya mwekka obulamu bwamu okufa
They move villages.
Because they must be praying.
They move villages looking for one soul.
They
make it a child of hell two times.
They make it a child of hell two times.
Ezekiel sura ya 13 nyiro 19.
Ezekiel 14 verse 19.
Era mwanvu misa mu bantu bange.
What has been there?
Ati abantu katonda bagamba nayo bakatonda
Four question but God.
Oh, what a question! No, no, can you bali nga bakutisoro?
And as if you carry the burden upon you.
Era what say era?
And you read the time.
Kutango buroko zuchira kikamukufu.
Question, it's not easy. Some of its pillars is fasting. God
confesses
us fast every time. What is wrong with him? We began to get against the name of God.
I am here.
And he gone wild. We are not going to be able to do it. Where God has been a very hard God,
from
America you give a seat to him.
I didn't know if you were going to
give a thanksgiving, give it before you even go. God has become a problem to us. All your senses have turned down. They are filled with sacrifice. But it's not been God.
Finances
you see go in church, not of God.
When
they get the money,
they
will be praising others that they will survive. That is the financial system of the devil moving like that.
Ezekiel sura 13 nyoro 19.
Ezekiel 13 verse 19.
Era mwavu misa mu bantu bange olw'embatu eza sayiri n'olw'ebitole eby'emigaati.
Batunda ne bavumisa abantu ba Katonda.
And they make people of God get it from the spawn.
Yes, bagenda eri nga babawaayo
si. And they go there in the ocean to get the money.
Akoma wano mu Enjiri yagituusi.
They come back when they have changed the gospel.
Olwo yabatunze.
Now he has sold you.
Everything you want to say, amen. Everyone
you
say,
amen.
Say the God of so and so is powerful.
When
will your God be powerful yourself?
You
no more have God yourself. When will yours appear? God who came in a place is another God. When they see you begin to worship, they come from their rooms. When they come and do the worship, you hear them sing. But they don't know how to
worship.
Thank the Lord. Thank him over what is troubling us. And his finances got behind.
We had
in Acts 4. People were giving us their needy
walls.
And none of them lacked. Those ones, what did they give God? To have finances which were enough for them. Even what is the word
but
the third thing that the same is in church.
The
problem of the devil is within church.
You
know one man
is
worth billions of shillings. That is the pastor. But his sheep within a church ministry. And they are like, but there are something like 20,000 people in there. With the money in heaven, after they make us sing. Friends to sit together.
Jesus
gave us. You are on the land alone. For even your cars drive them alone. Even your houses are
only
the building is registered in your names. Are we in the good anointing here? After we confess the grace, the peace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all.
When?
Are you sure? The grace which gave you a cup
here,
and you bought another and many others.
It doesn't start with
you. What about the grace of your sister? When will it come? When will you share of the same grace?
The
economic head of the devil in a church and the God sold under the ocean. That's why many people in church no more look good.
Demons
are in them sucking blood from them. That the others got more rich. They are always getting miscarriages. Those pastors cast always. They already sold you. Now is keeping the flock of the devils. That they can suck blood from them. That's why they never look good no matter how they eat. Every ointment they put upon
them,
every time they are attacked, they are having attacks. Every time they are feeling heaviness.
They
saw the demons upon them, and they are sucking blood on them. And they make people fast. The devil knows very well. When you fast,
you
no more even have wisdom. You don't function well. And he knows that even to chase him, you can no more chase him. You are for the church cannot speak out well. You're going to grow in spirit as you fast. If a person doesn't eat in the flesh, they can't grow. In the spirit, if someone fasts, do they grow? A person
who
grows, they have to eat the word of God. They shouldn't rather fast that they grow in spirit.
The
other view, the body gets weak more. And the spirit, it can't work with a weak body. Are you understanding well? That's what they tell
like.
You're 40 days, journey, day and night. In the strength of the food you're eating. First thing was brought as a repentance.
The
sake of God,
right?
We shall no more do this. This one is very part of what we have to move by.
Remember,
the soul, the soldiers first, and the eyes got blinded.
Yet
he was taking them for warfare. The trick of making you fast is like this. The other spirit suck blood from you and you can't fight on yourselves. You feel you're hungry within a dream, you're dreaming hungry at the same time.
The devil
is chasing you, but you cannot even resist him.
Here we are not fasting.
There is the fasting of the devil.
Time
you're fasting every time.
Yes, we are seeing
many. Jesus has fasted how many times?
When
you go to Hebrew
6,
check out the foundation of
salvation.
Look for fasting, it's not there. The things are not very hard.
We
are meant to grow as you eat the word of God. Exchange that you're going to grow spiritually as you fast.
They
ask you, did you grow?
Go call
people those churches. Ask them of heaven here. Every day they have been fasting yet. Those people grow in contentions. Some of them made fasting gifts.
Was
given the gift of fasting. It's not there in the scriptures.
Yes, he
was raised Jesus. But God is not right. Right now, let me tell you the things. They who sold you, that's what they do to you. That you can weaken that
you
can
get
a
now
they are going to suck blood and go back when your eyes are protruded. That you fast, fast, that you come to see the power of God. Only one prophet who did that. The power of God was passed through fasting. Or even Christ Jesus, the spirit takes him in the desert. The spirit is one
of two people.
He did go in the desert to look for the spirit. The others speed their trick. They already sold you the finances.
They
have to make you fast that demons suck blood from you. Fast, dry fasting. We did not see very clear. If you don't see clear in the flesh, in the spirit, what are you seeing anymore? Let me tell you one thing. If a person has
left hungry,
they will dream as they are eating, get aligned with themselves.
It's
the person who thinks
they have
fasted God as a power to them. And
they
dream when they are
in
the demon, they are beating, kicking them.
and
they wake up when they're all broken, the entire body.
And the Lord
attack them.
Things
of church.
But when you
solve the spirits, that's what they do.
There are others that they fall
down as if they're dead and they walk on them.
Yes, he's
getting money.
Ezekiel sura ya 13 nyore 19.
Ezekiel 13 verse 19.
Era mwavumisa mu bantu bange, mwavumisa mu bantu bange olw'embatu eza seyiri, n'olw'ebitole eby'emigaati, okutta obulamu obutagwana kufa, n'okuwonya obulamu okufa obutagwana kuba bulamu.
Kati bagambe kiri kunze kikwambale mubere mafuta ge.
What's on me that it robbed you that it be the same
as abo be babawonyesa.
That they have set you now.
You who
are out there, you're
out there.
You are caused to cut off you and eat.
They
are
lying to you.
Everyone
has had many clapping hands.
So we would eat them
what do and anything in what is spoken.
Everyone
has had to say amen.
We have
not added it. What are you speaking?
What
they speak is not right. When they see they are
like
they bring what hits you up. God is coming. Now we know
you're not minding him.
You play the keyboard there. And he's looking how to get you. He can't see it.
I don't
give you the same image to understand as it ends. Now what happens there? I don't know, he teaches how many head is in it. Nothing. And this gospel, you can't understand it.
Ezekiel sura ya 13 olw'abiri.
Ezekiel 13 verse 20.
Mukama Katonda kyava ayogera bw'ati nti, laba ndi mulabe w'ebigugu byammwe bye muyinzisa obulamu oyo okububuusa.
Bagamba ndi mulabe w'obulogo bwaffe. Y'Oluganda yatamu.
Luganda killed the meaning of that.
Egamba ndi mulabe w'obulogo bwaffe.
This I'm against your magic charm.
Ezekiel sura ya 13 olw'abiri.
Ezekiel 13 verse 20.
Mukama Katonda kyava ayogera bw'ati nti laba ndi mulabe w'obulogo bwammwe bwe muyizzisa obulamu oyo eyo okububuusa.
Bakubuusa mu kiro kyonna ne bakuluusaluusa.
Make you fly through the night, you make dream.
N'agamba ogenda kundaba mu kiro
mangu. And they tell you, you see me in a dream and you see him.
Holding
your spirit moving in a space.
Tuli mu Ezekiel sura ya 13 olw'abiri.
Ezekiel 13 verse 20.
Era ndibisika okubijja ku mikono gyammwe. Era ndita obulamu. Obulamu obwo bwe muyigga okububuusa.
Kakati ye Mukama agamba.
How God is saying.
Kiseera nunula abantu be.
The moment we leave these people.
Kubanga kana akomawo enjiri y'obwakabaka bw'omuggulu.
Right now he brings back the gospel of the kingdom of heaven.
Jukira omutogwa byenfuna.
Remember the economic heads.
Eby'abasetaani.
Of the devils.
Kubadde gwayingira ddala mu kanisa mu nyiru.
Had entered right within church.
Ng'abantu eby'omuggulu baabivuddeko.
People left issues of heaven.
Kampinga ne bujja n'ennyonta
eyagala Katonda. Don't you come with thirsty loving God.
Emala ekinene nnyo emala bwezi.
And long at least to move for a month.
Now you need the yoke and go back
once and you enter the desires of the world.
If
you want to know God, you stop
it. Look for where it's the
crusade.
The
one who has
best thing.
Where is the miracle crusade?
Yes, we have a
strange
case.
Forget miracle is
food. If required
of you to become a child of God,
and then you
see his miracles without being paid for, not even a price.
Yes, we have
a strange case. He speaks of the rich like this, even though they gather his wealth.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
We are going to
gather knowledge, what is going to save us. But we first see, they will gather well what it did to them.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
You know,
according to Mark 10, let's go and read it.
It's
hard and rich to enter the kingdom of heaven. But what reason?
We have to be
poor that we enter heaven.
Even the poor without
knowledge of God don't go to heaven.
What do you say, Mark 10?
Mark 10.
Mako esule ya kumi onyole kumi no musanvu.
Mark 10 from verse 17.
Bwe yali ng'agenda mu kkubo, omu n'ajja gy'ali ng'addukana, n'amufukamirira, n'amubuuza nti, omuyigiriza omulungi, n'akola ntya okusikira obulamu obutaggwaawo? Yesu n'amugamba nti, ompitira ki omulungi? Tewali mulungi wabula omu ye Katonda. Omanyi amateeka. Tottanga, toyendanga, tobbanga, towaayirizanga, tolyazaamaanyanga, osangamu ekitiibwa kitaawo ne nnyoko. N'amugamba nti omuyigiriza, ebyo byonna nabikwata okuva mu buto
bwange. Nabikwata.
Yeah, you paid all that.
Naye teyabimanya.
But you never knew them.
Okubikwata yali yabikwata ng'ekitonto.
Obeying them, you had just captured them like a norm.
In a story,
tukujja kuyamba genda mu ggulu. Now when could not help you go to heaven.
Agamba nze.
And he said, the one telling them to do, who is he?
Njagala ngende yo mulabe.
I want to go and see that man.
Mubuze mbebuzemo.
I asked him, what am I lacking?
Omuntu ayinza okuba n'omukisanga takutema.
And a person have a blessing without holding the laws.
Zino sente zonna ze nina
zo. All this money I'm having.
Oroza se mukisa gwa mukama.
You don't you think it's a blessing of God?
Oga. Yes, he was
raised.
Yes.
This is the rich man who was with brother.
That I would say, I'm
brother was told him words of life.
As syndicate in America,
he pushed him aside and left him. What they say, take me to that man.
I
will ask of him what I'm lacking.
This
rich, where the rich are, you know what they first speak? Good teacher.
Now
he's praised you that you don't accuse him of his sins. Good except God. You know they're always praising us. That man teaches the words. What about the spirit teaches it in me? Where have you put him?
Yes, you must
praise Jesus. We're going to take all those poor and they want to base. Now they blaspheme God. Now this rich man, he was the one who was with brothers, we shall start of him.
For
he held on wealth, he ended up dying. Wasn't able to put wealth aside, stop looking for money. To look for God this time. There's one rich man I saw. There's Zacchaeus. There's the one who was in the wagon. And there was also Cornelius.
They put
aside their wealth. But they moved on to seek for God. Treasures and wealth is not enough. Right now, church changed. People in the world who follow it. Looking for money.
No
one looking to know God in his fullness.
Yes, he was.
No.
Praise Jesus.
Get
to Matthew 19, will give us this word well.
Matayo sura ya 19 nyowe 19.
Matthew 19 from verse 16.
Laba, omuntu najja gyali, n'agamba nti mukama wange, ndikola kigambo ky'ekirungi. Mbere n'obulamu obutagwawo.
Ndikola kigambo ky'ekirungi.
What good thing must I do?
Mbere n'obulamu obutagwawo.
Eternal life.
Agamba.
He says.
Mbere yali mugagga,
he was rich, he had everything.
Naye nkuze ndya.
But what can I do?
Kwaba Lazaro gwabere ye waka.
When ten brothers is home.
Ambulira wali obulamu obutagwawo.
Mbere yali eternal life.
Ekuru.
Heaven.
Nabe mbukira nandi badde.
I wish I would be there.
Na ye.
But.
Nkole ki?
What can I do now? What will take us in Mark is one thing. That he's coming. And the way he asks. It's
fair
that according to the wealth he has. He could not have such a blessing without God.
Matayo sura ya 19 nyore 17.
Matthew 19 verse 17.
Namgamba nti kiki ekikubuuzisizza eri ekigambo ekirungi.
The word you ask is good. Eternal life. But why have you asked for it?
Mm-hmm.
Matthew
19
verse
17. Ulidanga mateka.
Obey the laws.
Namgamba nti galuwa.
Galuwa.
Which ones?
Yesu nagamba nti totanga, toyendanga, tobanga, towayizanga, osanga mwekitiibwa kitaawo n'ennyoko. Era yagalanga muliraana wo nga bwe weyagala wekka. Omulenzi n'amugamba nti ebyo byonna nabikwata.
He told them I've kept all these.
Sara ya Mariya
omutendeka. The prayer of Hail Mary. Pray for us sinners. He held God's works when they will do them.
If you want to be a good rich person, the church
for all of us are rich.
We
are lucky to give us a feast.
We
want to learn to be good rich people in the church.
Onye tulikuluwa bili. Omulenzi namugamba nti ibe byonna nabikwata. Ekimpevu seko chi ate.
Kwa kakati kumkulaba ukuku.
If you're seeing.
Manisi nchi kulina.
No money we have it.
These
ones wanted to inject money in Jesus.
They
built a temple which they were thinking to be a church.
Just moving down.
They have no permanent place.
Matayo esula ya 19 olunyola 2 mwolumu. Bw'oyagala okuba eyatuukirira, genda otunde ebibyo ogabire abaavu. Oliba n'obugagga mu ggulu, olyoke ojje ongoberere.
Nende ntunde.
I go, I sell.
Ogabire abeetaavu.
I give the needy and poor.
Nzije mbeere naawe.
I come to follow you.
Mbeere n'obugagga mu ggulu.
And I have treasure in heaven.
Matayo esula ey'19 olunyola 22. Omulenzi bwe yawulira ekigambo ekyo n'agenda ng'anakuwadde.
I give the poor. Then I come to follow you. And I have treasure in heaven. But you know you have never held any
money.
You love the Lord your God with all your heart. All your heart and all your possessions. You have never obeyed it, neither worked in it. The second command, love your neighbor as you love yourself. It will never work.
What
I told him was God. Sell what you have.
Give
the poor. Let them be rich. Come follow me. And have treasure in heaven. You went back so sad. And the world is not easy.
We were poor.
It is heaven.
Bigger.
It's faith.
Now
the treasure of heaven appears.
Remember, if you have no treasure of heaven,
we get through knowing the one true God. Christ Jesus is saying, if we know what's in heavens and earth, reach to know Jerusalem of heaven. The precious stones with beauty.
If you
got the third heaven,
you see
the beautiful garden. You see the pressure and you're no more in need. This helps you. That is given you here. Use them for life and for serving God. You are
not
wealth troubling your head. God told us to be poor in the body. But the problem which came. Rich men went back suddenly. He died a few days. Let's finish here.
Matayo 19:22. Kubanga yali alina obugagga bungi.
Yali ye mugagga yaberanga ne Lazaro.
Was the rich man with Lazarus.
Ate nga muvubuka.
And he was a young boy.
Yaka 35 years.
Agenda
mwana.
He's going to 40.
Mugagga.
He's wealthy.
Kande ya musikira musikira na musikira.
He inherited wealth. We can't have a blessing like this.
And
we don't have God. Come on, enough. God is with us.
God
in Revelation picking them. Revelation 3:16. Who are wretched and pitiful.
You
see,
we
need not of anything.
Had much
wealth. And he looked and
is saying, God has a problem. You know, there is so called with a problem. I get treasure in heaven. Do I know those treasures? Let me think, tell the thing knowledge. The kingdom of heaven. If you treasure and you feel you have everything. And you see their
value.
You can't miss the kingdom of heaven.
That's
where you're going to live all this. Treasures you can never imagine. I saw the city of Fort Jerusalem. You want to sell, go and sell the streets of gold there. But I don't know who you'll sell the gold there. Don't stop us on
sapphire.
The treasures.
What?
You can't bring it on the world, you can't fit here.
The treasures
no more in it. You are in everlasting life. What the devil did, he cut off the treasures of
knowledge
that brings the wealth of finances to get lost with them. The rich man.
Matthew 19:23. Kizibu omuntu omugaga okuyingira mu bwakabaka obw'omuggulu.
Lwaki kizibu?
Why is it hard?
Kubanga omuntu gw'ebyenfuna.
A person with finances.
Omuntu guno gw'ebyenfuna.
Economic head.
Ogw'ensolo.
Of the beast.
Gulina obukodyo obungi
bwa many trees. Look for money.
Sente ozifu de pro defense yo.
Get it as your defense.
Uli hanga bwe obulamu obukumi.
Bill. You have the life.
Olina mbulamu bulungi.
And you're in a good life. You can't even think.
Next
life is going to be hard to what extent. Knowledge is what has brought
you
all the way. Don't know from here where you're heading. The devil took that away from you. That's why the Lord has said, the problem is on these rich people. Enter the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven.
Matthew 19:24.
You know a needle. You come with my needle. Anyone who came with a needle?
What is it?
You brought a needle. Who else? Okay, you know a needle. Now bring that one needle. You know a camel? You know camels? Have you seen when they are riding a camel? We say a camel. That one with
his
very left leg and pole. It passes this. God can pause and it presses a camel in here to get in. That a rich man passed the door of heaven to enter heaven.
For
he has schemes around him. His aligning is very hard.
He
has no light of knowledge.
He
has no time. Pastors of God, money, they have no more that time. And he looks for knowledge. He looks for scriptures of money.
Get a camel.
That thing is very tall.
It has
legs which are taller than me. It's up there.
But God says
it is impossible. It
presses
it, makes it possible. If the camel gets out of the eye of the needle,
the
rich man passed the door of heaven, go to Jerusalem of heaven. God cannot do that to help them. All the ways that broke them. You see, pastors currently will come this.
We are already.
Already.
They
are even bigger than the camel to enter the kingdom of God. They can never enter there.
God sees you become big, you cannot fit there.
And
to enter heaven because you became big.
Or the door
of hell is where you fit. Even the way to there is broad enough for you.
Now
the rich and the big pastors, they are fitting there. I want to show you, when you become big, you don't fit on the door of heaven.
But
the way to heaven is broad enough, you fit there.
I don't know what to do.
Can do everything possible.
Camel,
as you know it very well, and he fixes it in the eye of a needle. And it fits and passes
in.
And the rich man passed the door of heaven. That has become very hard.
It's
what I tell the economic
game.
No one knows God. They in the world are on money.
Zabu,
gold, silver.
Mamondo cars. The
gospel is what is moving.
Matthew 19:24. Era nate mbagamba nti kyangu engamira okuyita mu nnyindo y'empiso okukira omugagga okuyingira mu bwakabaka bwa Katonda. Abayigirizwa be bwe baawulira ne beewuunya nnyo nga bagamba nti kale ani ayinza okulokolebwa.
Nabagamba ebyobugagga by'ensi.
Use them for life and for serving me.
Eyabuuza.
The one who asked.
Omu kubabuuza si ye Peter.
The one who asked is not Peter.
Ye mwenyini yamugamba mu Peter ekisulo
ekyokubisula yobuuza. In 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3.
Esula esooka nyolokuza.
2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3.
Nabugamba.
He told him.
Ndibawa.
I have given them to you.
Mubikozese mulamu noli mukumpeereza.
Use them for your life and for serving me.
So simu.
Like the rich were corrupt with mind. Let me tell you. People were rich. When we speak of wealth, people were rich in foolishness. They don't more want to know God anymore. They are rich in foolishness. But they are rich in foolishness. Lifting up themselves and boasting. Don't want to understand. Those are still the rich we speak of.
They are rich of being big-headed.
You are rich in that. Big-headedness. You are rich in that. Rich in big-headedness is come. Those can't get the kingdom of God. The rich in their own ways are very many. And they are so much big-headed.
Matthew 19, verse 26. Matayo 19:26. Yesu n'abatunuulira n'abagamba nti mu bantu ekyo tekiyinzika naye Katonda ayinza byonna.
Katonda yeka yayinza okuyamba.
God alone can help.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus. The one who can teach you how to use this wealth is given you of this world. Besides the big-headedness, being rich in that.
But the one
we use for life and serving God.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
But
in Luke 16:19. This rich man went back humbled, seeking wisdom and knowledge from God.
God
saddened and hated the truth so much. He was formed in the moment of
hatred.
It was gone from his body. Let's read there.
Luka esura ya 16:19.
Luke 16:19.
Awo waliwo omuntu omugagga eyayambalanga olugoye olw'effulungu ne bafuta ennungi ng'asanyukiranga bulijjo mu kwesiima. Era waliwo n'omwavu erinnya lye Laazaalo eyagalamizibwanga ku mulyango gwe eyali awumusewumuse amabwa nga yegomba okukkuta ebyagwanga okuva ku mmeeza y'omugagga.
Yes,
he always
comes home,
tells
us the words of life,
and
says, you look at Lazarus, do you have a problem?
What
is life? Don't you see I'm living? You are the one who is sick, you need life yourself.
God
prophet and tested this man, and he sent Lazarus to him.
Lazarus,
dire to eat of the leftovers. Always went there and wanted to preach the things of life to him. When he preached to him, he went to ask with pride from Jesus. He told
others,
I want to meet that your man, your teacher.
I have my question.
The rich men have that pride. I want to meet him. Can he give me some moments?
Luka esula ya 16:21 olunyiriri olwabiri mu olumu. Naye egomba okukkuta ebyagwanga okuva ku mmeeza y'omugagga era embwa nazo zajjanga ne zimukomberanga mu mabwage. Awo olwatuka omwavu n'afa n'asitulibwa bamalayika n'assibwa mu kifuba kya Ibulayimu.
N'atwalibwa eri bamalayika bamutwala mu Yerusalemu.
Talking to Jerusalem of heaven, the city of God.
Abraham
fought for and where he went. Hebrews 11:8-16. Abraham was on the world seeking for God's city. And thus he reached
and ate.
Even Lazarus was taken. When looking at John 5
unto 11,
Jesus formed and the word of life
they
asked, and the rich boy was poor in the flesh. Remember the
physical
the rich man brought it. He had been given wealth to give a portion to Lazarus, he never gave it. When we start ahead, you'll see. The rich are commanded to share with the others. Help lift them from poverty. He remained with the wealth of Lazarus all along. And he kept him in poverty. That's why Abraham asked
him,
take your portion of the world and Lazarus live poor all
night.
He didn't share anything with him.
In fact,
God
trusts
you and takes the wealth of your
people
and he brings that poor person to you that to see whether you give them their wealth. If you fail the test, and you think all the wealth is yours.
Luka esura ya 16 olunyiriri olwabiri mu ebbiri.
Luke 16:22.
Awo olwatuka omwavu n'afa n'asitulibwa mu malayika n'asibwa mu kifuba kya Ibulayimu n'omugagga n'afa n'aziikibwa n'ayimusiza amaaso ge mu magombe ng'ali mu kulumizibwa n'alengera Ibulayimu wala ne Lazaro ng'ali mu kifuba kye. N'ayogera waggulu ng'agamba nti, Kitange Ibulayimu, nsaasira, otume Lazaro anyike ensonda y'olunywe lwe mu mazzi. Ampoze wozo olulimi lwange.
Omanyo ekijula mu mutima gw'omuntu.
What fills the human heart?
Ky'ogwana ky'omugeye.
Is what you fall within
him. Okunyoomanyooma.
Despising.
Yali alowooza Lazaro.
He was on the world.
Leka tebamutume.
Even now let him be sent. No one is accepted to come back there. Down there.
And
no one can get from here.
And there's
a pastor who says,
the
man fell in hell, but he still had reigned over Lazarus in heaven with his poverty. Who told you that? Did he command and it was done? Pastors who got corruptible with economic hate speak like that. Don't get angry if you didn't get corrupted. Others are out there, they get
angry.
He speaks of us. Did I mention your name? It pains the one who committed it. If you know you do that, it pains you.
Luka esura ya 16:4 olunyiriri olwabiri mwenya. Nayogera waggulu ng'agamba nti Kitange Ibulayimu, nsaasira otume Lazaro anyike ensonda y'olunywe lwe mu mazzi, ampoze wozo olulimi lwange, kubanga nnumwa mu muliro guno. Naye Ibulayimu n'amugamba nti, mwana wange, jjukira nga waweebwanga ebirungi byo mu bulamu bwo era ne Lazaro bwati ebibi.
Lazaro yafunanga ebirungi byonna baziteekawo.
Got bad things, you got the good things on earth.
Katonda n'akugezesa nabwo bwona amuyamba tewali kyeweyamba.
Tested you see whether you help Lazarus, you never helped him.
Ati jjukira nti byonna wabirya.
Remember you ate all.
Era wakunganya ssente zonna.
And you gathered all the money.
Jjayo kati obalemu neera.
Now go back and count the money.
Luka esula ya 16:25
16:25
Naye kaakano ye asanyusibwa gwe olumwa. Era ku ebyo byonna, wakati waffe nammwe, waliwo olukonko oluwanvu olwateekebwawo abaagala okuva eno okujja gye muli balemenga okuyinza. Era balemenga okuva eyo okuyitawo okujja gye tuli.
Yagamba temuzabaayo eyo.
No one is to be sent there.
Wadde omanyi abantu bagira gamba nti Lazaro talina nyumba ekyumba kya Ibulayimu.
People say Lazarus has no house in heaven, is in the bosom of Abraham.
Bamusujjako ku lubalaza.
That he sleeps at the veranda.
Eweriba.
Don't lie yourself.
Katonda bwaba kusudde mu kifuba kye oba tolina wosula.
God carries you in his bosom, you have nowhere to sleep. If you carry your child in your bosom,
means
that he's sleeping in your bosom.
He
was welcoming him.
He was
overcoming and coming home.
His
year of Lazarus is a bit ahead. Abraham had reached long time. These are wonderful
people
who welcome us when we overcome. Embraces you. You are right in this bosom. He doesn't get tired of embracing you.
Abraham
never went to rest, he always carried brothers in his bosom.
Put
God's words as they fit to them.
Luka esula ya 16:27 N'agamba nti kale nkwegayiridde Kitange omutume mu nyumba ya Kitange.
Era mutume yo.
The madness you have, you will follow with it in hell.
Luka esula ya kumi na mkago unyuwa bilimu munaana. Kubanga nina aboluganda batano. Abategeze balemu kujia na abo mchifo chino ekirimu okulumwa.
Na munga aboluganda bali batano.
Nena
wabande wa nyeko mambugano unya sende.
And man, we looking for money.
Baga banyo mkaka buyumwa ya gara fupe nga.
Want to become just like I was.
Sibaga la kuno nyakato onda.
You don't want woman to seek neither to know God.
Nengo tumire yuba funeku kati. Basuneku kato onda.
It's a great time to study God.
Ibrahim ya mugamba
kuhu.
Bari na Musa neba na
Moses and the prophets.
Singa basomebi basomebi kutuke waka.
That they can reach home.
Neba muze bamekaba bila mkuu.
Ask them how many.
Akati kwa ya dini.
Now they see what they made people
call. Teri kumanya wa
this. Nothing like knowledge there.
Kwa kidi ufunda funda kwa kumuna wa rokola katini chini.
At least the born again is a little.
Kwa kubate na wa binyora binyora.
Because they can twist them so much.
Bakumadida madida yoko nukubudo mungi mungi konga ima kutawanya.
Waste time for you as a trouble.
Na ye ye dini.
But religion.
Mali yo kutu kiri mzayu
kari. Ye ye pray for a lot of sinners and you go home.
Adi ebyo buloko zibaku wali ya wali ya ko kuba
special at they take your time.
Buka. Yebuka.
You sat.
Bona.
Bona raw.
Na yesi ni bino bya bino buloko zibe kuri muka.
It's not the salvation we eat right now.
Buloko zibu kama abuzizo.
Salvation God has renewed it.
Luka sura ya kumi na mukaaga onyola birimu omwenda.
Luke 16 verse 29.
Naye Ibrahimu n'agamba nti balina Musa ne bannabbi babawulire ng'abo.
Nti singa basalawo ne beewaayo.
Commit themselves.
Eri ekigambo kya Katonda.
To the word of God.
Ne bafuna omusana gw'okumanya.
The light of knowledge.
Basobola okuba n'obugagga
bwonna. They can have all the treasures.
Kangula obugagga bw'okumanya enjawulo.
The treasure of knowledge is different.
Era mukama waffe. Gaita mwe mtu kubiani nyora bwa.
The Lord through the Holy Spirit explained it like this.
Mba polisi yo kumisure na.
Ah, Yesu. Sungguh aku disebut seperti itu puna. Menurut saya.
Second Corinthians 4 verse 3.
Bakolin secho kubiri esule yokuna unyolok satu. Na ye okubikibwa ko obanga enjiri ya febikibwa ko ebikibwa ko mwaba babula. Katonda we mirembe juno be yaziba amaso ga magezi gaabwe.
Bali mu byanfuna banoonya.
The finances looking for them.
Amaso ga magezi.
The eyes of their mind.
Gaabwe gabikiddwa ko tebakyala ba gyebaava ne gyebakubadde gyebalaga.
However, they know most where they came from there where they are.
Omusana gw'okumanya tekuli nabo.
The light of knowledge is not with them.
Bakolinsi ekyokubiri esula eyokuna olunyolo okuna.
Second Corinthians 4 verse 4.
Katonda we mirembe juno be yaziba amaso ga magezi gaabwe. Abatakkiriza. Omusana abatakkiriza omusana gw'enjiri ey'ekitiibwa eya Kristo oyo kye kifaananyi kya Katonda gulemenga okubaakira kubanga tetwebuulira ffekka
tetukyebuulira ffekka nagenze mu Amerika
tubuulira
wabula Kristo Yesu nga ye Mukama waffe naffe nga tuli baddu bammwe ku lwa Yesu kubanga Katonda ye yalagira nti omusana guli akamukizikiza eyayaka mu mitima gyaffe okuleeta omusana ogw'okumanya ogw'okumanya ekitiibwa kya Katonda mu maaso ga Yesu Kristo.
Omusana ogw'okumanya
light of knowledge
ekitiibwa kya Katonda
of the glory of God
yava ayogera nti ensi eritula okumanya Katonda
n'ekitiibwa
kye
and his glory.
Wondo bwereza bwulira okulemba
omwe. That's the ministry here, the new generation.
Ogwina okumanya Katonda okujja.
With the full knowledge of God.
Omusana gw'okumanya.
The light of knowledge.
Ekitiibwa n'obugagga.
Knowing the glory and the treasure.
Bakolinsi ekyokubiri essula ey'okunoonyola omusanvu.
Second Corinthians 4 verse 7.
Naye obugagga obwo tuli nabwo mu bibya eby'ebbumba.
Munnange obugagga bw'okumanya.
The treasures of knowledge.
Tubukuumira mu ffe.
Keep them within us.
Bibya bino bya bbumba.
These are vessels of clay.
Naye bwe nkugamba nti manyi okuva ku nsi
kuno. If I say I know from this world.
Kaka mukulu eri okusa.
Reaching the third heaven.
That is the treasure I have in this clay.
When
I look at the treasure of knowledge I have,
I can't
be on this
cars
and achieve me from the kingdom of heaven.
When I think of
how beautiful Jerusalem is and how I know it, I even know the door I'll pass to enter
it.
Same treasure of
knowledge.
It is what can save you.
Bakolinsa ekyokubiri essuula eyokuna olunyiriri olw'omusanvu naye obugagga obwo tuli nabwo mu bibye by'ebbumba amaanyi amangi ennyo galyoke gavenga eri Katonda so si erife tutayizibwa eruuyi n'eruuyi naye tetunyigirizibwa tweraliikirira so si kweraliikirira ddala tuyiganyizibwa naye tetulekebwa
jjukiramuntu
wamala okufuna okumanya
katondaobamaze
okufuna obulamu
obutakubanga
abamanyi ebiri muguna
ebirikubanga
katonda alimu ebiri muguna
ebirikuera
alimu ebiri waggulu wegululyo
kyotuuka
ngaokumanya okwo okungi
okuzamu
n'ogamba naye kati bwe nvuga emmotoka mu myaka
45
naye omwoyo nga ngubuzizza
nsuba
yerusaalemi
wanganyiriewomonsiba
olusuku lwa
katonda
mukulu eryokusa kale n'olyokoyiga okubalansinga ebituweebwa mulamu buno ne mukuweereza katonda nga tokyatwalibwa muto gwa byanfuna
ebyabasetaani
yesu
yebazia
obugagga obwo avayogera muyokaana
17:3
yokaana essuula ya 17 olunya olwokusatu buno bwe bulamu obutaggwaawo okumanya gwe katonda omu ow'amazima n'oyo gwe watuma yesu kristo
tuba twagala ofuna obulamu
butatumanye
katonda omu w'amazima
ne
kristo yesu
jjukira
mukama waffe yesu
aliwo
ebirikuguru n'ebiri ku
nsi
okuva ku nsi kwe
tulipaka
mukuuli akusatu
kitaffe
akola kibaita waggulu wegulu
lyonnatandikwa
eyo waliyo eggulu erijja n'ensi kati obugagga obwo obumala okubufuna mu kumanya
kuotuuka
n'olaba obugagga bwawa
amayumba
amamotoka
n'olabira
ddanga ebyo tebisobola
kukumalamu
n'obifuna nga bw'okozesa mulamu no ne mukuweereza katonda bw'otegeera
obulungikyovuulaba
fe tuli kanisa egenda okwewunyisa
okuvuga
prado
ogisimba wali limousine car
onojjanga n'obuulire
eggulu n'obulungi bwayo
kyalina nabudde
bwogerakwebyo
kalina ogizimba
n'ogamba
kalinnakuimanyizimasa omanyi
yerusalemubakuzimba
kuva ku gulawundi
yagwekalina
kuzimbya
kuplantotokana mubanga
n'okasulamu nga bwogamba naye era nsula mu bugere bwa
mukama
obugagga bwokumanyaokuyita ku mutwe gw'abasitaani
ogw'ebyenfunanebulemewuunya
obeerawoomanye enaku zebagenda
nebewuunyaja
ku sente
kaziyitakiazizanyirazanyiramuzanyiomanyize
sente
obusekwatatnenyiraawamakwatatu
mwana wa katonda ajja yeetaaga n'amugamba
kusabira olwokumaolubuto
omutwe gw'ebyenfuna bya sitaani
gumukubu
bonaaba oyagala otegeera obulungi
atekuno
bugatteko ebimu ebyekumi n'ebiweebwayo bwe tusome ogwo ebimu ebyekumi
n'ebiweebwayo
ojja kulaba kye baakola ekkanisa
the tithes and the offerings.
We
built the economic system of the church.
The
pastors broke
them.
They all knew. Pastors get rich on the tithes and offerings. Robbers, thieves, they steal the tithes of God. And they claim to be the only houses of God. Yet all of us are the temples of the Lord. Now, pastors doing that.
You
align yourself when it's still time.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus.
But
he's told us the treasures like that.
We have
them in the vessels of clay. You are rich, yet you can't see it. You think you can see that I'm rich. Where that treasure I have is mine. Sometimes I see that and I say, God, I wish I go now. May I go to Jerusalem of heaven. What
I'm
on, I understand.
Now,
I look at someone that she bought an elephant in the pastor,
man,
and he sees it's that great.
These
are things of this world you've done here. Don't even have time to speak of that. You know,
when
you have the pressure
for
you, to see things without value on this world.
No, but some
just use them for life and serving God. And you leave that there. You find a pastor.
Limousine
is even kissing his own lips. Touch on the other, touching a child. The brethren getting close to the pastor's limousine, and they look at them up and down how they're clothing. This was bought by the
prayer.
Equated to your Prado car. Don't touch. Are you telling me to touch? The price of the one who was equated to your limousine car.
He's
captured by the economic head of the devil. They are like the ones in the world.
He
tells them in 1 Corinthians chapter 2.
We
want to summarize. The economic head will finish it today. Next Tuesday we start with the social head. And you see how they captured you through clans. Even now you're saved, you're not accepted your clan in heaven. You still have your clan
on
the world.
I'm in Uganda.
Even in heaven you can't live with that mentality. I'm a chica. You cannot live in heaven with that mindset. Our minds have been renewed. And we have one clan. We have one father in heaven. You have your physical father. When you get saved, the things of the clans, you put them aside. This, your brethren, is your clan. Find a pastor. You of the clan left
us to
and then they are judges of the clan.
And
you are the
Rwandese
and all the other ones. You
will be a Chikakotu.
The social head has already reigned over you. Let's wind up the economic head. And you see how
we
run it. They were reigning in how you can help them.
Yes,
First Corinthians 2 from verse 1.
Nange abooluganda, bwe najja gye muli, sajja na maanyi mangi ag'ebigambo, oba amagezi nga mbabuulira ekyama kya Katonda. Kubanga namalirira obutamanya kigambo mu mmwe. wabula Yesu Kristo era oyo yakomererwa.
Tetwagala kumanya kintu kirala
kyonna. Which as Christ was
crucified.
In his fullness tell it to us.
Don't
you tell us you have an American. You slept in a bungalow. That you have the remote and the beds come out. Do you know the beds in Jerusalem of heaven?
Bakolinsa ekisooka essula yakubiri olunya olwokusatu. Nange nabeeranga nammwe mu bunafu ne mu kutya ne mu kukankana okungi. N'ekigambo kyange n'okubuulira kwange tebyabanga mu bigambo eby'amagezi ebisendasenda.
Bino tetuli mu njiri ya kusendasenda.
N'okubuulira
sayidi zombiri.
We tell you both sides.
Obulamu n'okufa.
Life and death.
Londa
ku. You choose. As death is seeking for you, we tell you two things, life and death, blessing and a curse. You choose.
Bakolinsa ekisooka essuula yakubiri olunyiriri olwokuna. Wabula mu kutegeeza okw'omwoyo n'amaanyi, okukkiriza kwammwe kulemenga okubeera mu magezi g'abantu, wabula mu maanyi ga Katonda. Naye amagezi tugogeramu abo abatuukirira. Naye amagezi agatali ga mu mirembe gino era agatali ga bakulu ab'omu mirembe gino abaggwaawo. Naye twogera amagezi ga Katonda mu kyama, gali agaakisibwa Katonda ge yalagira edda ensi nga tezinnabaawo olw'ekitiibwa kyaffe.
Waliwo amagezi agalaga ekitiibwa
kyaffe.
No
one has never been known, which have never been realized, having much treasure
of
knowledge. Even in the world, we get what is in it and we use them.
Bakolinsa ekisooka essuula yakubiri olunya olw'omunaana. Abakulu bonna ab'omu mirembe gino ne bataategeeranga n'omu, kuba singa baagategeera tebandikomeredde Mukama waffe ow'ekitiibwa. Naye nga bwe kyawandiikibwa nti eriiso bye litalabangako n'okutu bye kutawuliranga n'ebitayingiranga mu mutima gwa muntu byonna Katonda bye yategekera abamwagala.
Kale twebaza Katonda yatukkiriza naffe ne tumwagala mu biro bino. Ng'atuwadde ebintu by'okumanya bingi.
But now he tells us one per one heads. Don't be reigned over the economic head because of money. Money, use it for life and for serving. Be like the Lord Jesus.
He
never thought of the financial bar. Judas is the one who held it. And he was always on it. So he had not built a house out of it. And he went to sell Jesus. Many have sold Jesus.
Changed
the gospel and sold it. Just building houses. Just driving cars. But
he
wants in 1 Timothy 6:17. All you rich, you know we are rich in wisdom. Anytime God is to give you wealth of this world, God can't give you the treasure of knowledge.
He
never gives us these things of this world. The rubbish.
Timoseo ekisooka essuula y'omukaaga onyirwa 17. Okuutirenga abagagga b'omu mirembe gya kaakano.
Mirembe gino kubanga
this age.
Bw'oba oli mugagga mulembe guno okuddako oyinza okuba omwavu.
Rich in this age, the next you'll be in hell with nothing.
Manyife tuli bagagga b'omu mirembe guno.
We are rich of this age and the next one comes. Let me tell you. The next age, the rich are the ones with everlasting life. These are the rich. Heaven and its fullness is theirs.
There
is a film they ask. I hear they call end time.
In time.
The one who was rich is the one who had much life.
That's
the one which is going to happen in the next life.
abagenda okuwangala ennaku zonna
ebyaliwo
nebirona ebigenda okujja
byonna byabe.
Timoteo ekisooka essula ey'omukaaga ny'ebyekumi n'omusanvu. Okutirenga abagagga abo mu mirembe gya kaakano obuteegulumizanga.
Agamalala mugateeke wansi.
Put the pride aside.
Tubeere n'ebintu naye nga mutuufu embala y'obwa Katonda erabika
possessions, but the character of God appears on.
Ugenda vuga motoka nyonyi.
Going to drive cars and aeroplanes.
Naye nga osigadde ye gwe
omulimu
w'enjiri yu omutume omusumba owa Katonda mwenyini.
The living God.
Nga tewetaaga kukubira akalo ng'ojja mu katundu wabula ng'ogamba mukubire Katonda ow'ekitiibwa mu ngalo agenda okutabira ekigambo kye nga mukubira oyo anaye bakuyitaatuddeda bulungi omanyi abantu mubabuuza lwaki watukubira engalo
ekigambo
kya Katonda tetubeerawo ku
bwaffetubeerawo
na buli kigambo
ekibatulinafe
okikubira engalo buli kiseera gwolowooza obeerawo wano
kubanga
singa sibuulira kigambo
atiokubirae
mu ngalo weerabira
ekigambobeerako
n'ekizibu.
Timoteo ekisooka essula ey'omukaaga olunnya olw'ekkumi n'omusanvu. Okutirenga abagagga b'omu mirembe egya kaakano obuteegulumizanga newakubadde okwesiga obugagga obutali wa lubeerera wabula Katonda atuwa byonna olw'obugagga
atuwa byonna olw'obugagga bwe.
Gives all to us because of his riches.
Mulokisa mwambiro buno buli ku nsi wano
and little things in this world.
Naye erimu obugagga bwonna
bwe. That treasure
oyo ye yeesigika
is the one who can be trusted.
Otufuna okumanya okujjudde.
With the foreknowledge.
Timoteo ekisooka essula ey'omukaaga olunnya olw'ekkumi n'omusanvu. Atuwa byonna olw'obugagga tulyoke tusanyusibwe nga n'ebyo.
Bino bitusanyusaamu ki? Busanyusa.
Put joy within us.
Abagenda ku mikolo gy'embaga bawa amamotoka
bagende.
Atojja mu Yerusalemu wafe kuba tetutuwayo wadde akafa. Sigala kunonga ovuga
Yerusalemu. Remain on this world with your limousine.
Timoteo ekisooka essula ey'omukaaga olunyiriri lwa kumi na munaana. Bakolenga bulungi babeerenga abagagga mu bikolwa ebirungi.
Bagatteko ebikolwa ebirungi gaggawala nebyobiteekewali gaggawala mu bikolwa
ebirungi.
Babeerenga bagabi.
Siyalinga n'abaganda bo
oleme
okubeerawo omwavu wakati mu kubanga yayogera mu kyamateeka
15:4
tokkirizanga mwavu ewuwo.
Don't accept a poor among you.
Vula batukozesa ebimu ebyekkumi n'ebiweebwayo ebyokwebaza byonna obweyamu n'okuwaayo kwa
kyeyagala
okulaba nga buli mulokole anoonya amazima
ebyaddala
afuna obugagga bw'okumanya
afune
n'obugagga bwawadda era tumanyi nga tugenda bikozesa bulungi
newewonyese mu nsi muno
ekyo mwakirabyeko kyata kakati kati mukama tulaze obwesigwa mu buntu obutini obwo
obwobunsi
tumanyi bingi byagenda okukola
bwebeera
mwesigwa ogenda kulaba
katonda
ayagala kuzza kitiibwa kye
kubanga
yasuubiza okutukuza erinnya
lye
era n'ekitiibwa kye nga
talikiwabula.
Timoteo ekisooka essula ey'omukaaga olunnya olw'ekkumi n'omunaana. Basenga kimu nga beeterekera ebyokuyimako ekirungi olw'ebiro ebigenda okujja balyoke banywezebwe obulamu ddala ddala.
Buli bwosi yalinga n'oyimusa bannaabadde abaavu n'otalaga mpisa zonna
bwolwanjawulo
weeterekera obulamu obulungi era sigala nga tumanya fenna nga tutegeera
fenna
bwe tugamba mbu siina budde
omanyi
nkola nnyo okumanya
ssente
ozigasa ki kale
singa
olemerwa ofuna okumanya
bakatondaera
singa omanya olemerwa ofuna ebikolwa
eby'obutuukirivu.
Timothy Soka Esuleum Kaga or Nyo Rabbi.
First Timothy 6, verse 20.
Ai Timoseo, kumanga che wateresebwa.
Tuteresebwa kumanya.
We've been entrusted with knowledge.
Kujutero msana gopo.
Which is filled and the knowledge, light of knowledge.
Nga wewale ebigambo ebitaliimu, ebitali bya Katonda, n'okulwana kw'ebigambo eby'okumanya.
Nti waliwo abantu abaleeta ebigambo ebiyitibwa eby'okumanya.
Bring words which are called of knowledge.
Sajja bagenda ne babuulira eyo.
Go and preach.
They
wealth of this world and they think they have knowledge.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus.
God
spoke of them, he said.
Then they
also preached and they become his enemy.
They
preached the world and its fullness. And they get to be enemies of God. Like it speaks in 1 John. First, is brief one wind
up.
What concerns the economic head?
First John. Chapter 1, verse 15.
First John,
chapter 1, verse
15.
Ebaluwa ya Yokana, esule soka, esule yoku vili orinyoro kumi netano. Temuagala ngansi, ne wankubade vili monsi. Omuti ene wayagala ensi. Okwagala kwa kitaffe tekuba mwye. Kubanga buli ekiri mu nsi okwegomba okwo mubiri. Okwegomba kw'omubiri n'okwegomba kw'amaaso n'okwegulumiza kw'obulamu.
Nti bivaamu kwegomba kwa mubiri amaaso n'obulamu okugenda nga bwegulumiza
boost and lift itself up.
Tugenda kubeera n'ebintu bino
boyogera. Don't enter into desiring.
Okwagala kwa ssente n'ebintu.
Loving money and things.
Sigalanga weebiri.
Remain as you have been.
Bifuna bikozese mulamu
no. Get them, use them for life.
Ne mukuweereza Katonda.
For serving God.
Sigalanga weereza Katonda.
Remain serving God.
Sigalanga omunoonya okumumanya.
Remain seeking to know God.
Tobuza buzibwa na mutego abyamuna
byabasitaani. Don't be confused with the head of the economy.
Lwaliba mu kanisa.
Today in church.
Baleese simanyi girl power.
They brought girl power program.
Simanyi wayo simanyi forever living.
Even forever living.
Mwafuta ne mukubuulira njiri muli ku business.
Stop preaching the gospel on business.
Wano mukubuulira mu Muringa ba mulira
odunda
ebizigo
odunda masigiri you selling chapter stop at the same time.
Ebaluwa ya Yokana esule yo kubiri olunyiri tuli ku lwa 10 na mukaga.
First John 2 verse 16.
Kubanga buli ekiri mu nsi okwegomba kw'omubiri n'okwegomba kw'amaaso n'okwegulumiza okw'obulamu okutaliimu. Tebivere kitaffe.
Agati ani yabiwa wawa.
I will give it to them.
Ababe gurumizis.
Those who have lifted themselves up.
Katuli na kera na zigo uzile.
Now the wicks are building.
Mazimbe kanisa ya Yesu.
That they have built the church of Christ.
Heye wana no kwewe.
And they praise themselves for that.
Ozinde Yesu akena kuno ne.
Build the building is just coming back
for you. Abantu baba leso wa.
You abandon these people there.
Ulikuwa nimiliza mu bintu
ebita sana. You are boasting over things which are not worthy. We injected money.
Zigasati Yesu
prophet Jesus when you left
that.
Not fed the hungry. Not clothed the naked. Build a church which is a building. What have you built? Boosting and lifting yourself up.
It's
the economics of the devil you are in.
Ebaluwa ya Yokana esule yo ku byolunyiri lwa 10 na mukaaga. Naye biva eri ensi. Era ensi eggwawo n'okwegomba kwayo. Naye akola Katonda by'ayagala abeerera emirembe egitaggwawo.
Akola kitaffe
by'ayagala.
Katonda ayagala abantu bonna okulokoka.
Once all people to get saved.
N'okutuukira ddala mu kumanya amazima gonna.
Knowing all truth.
Kityo ky'ayagala.
That's what he wants.
Ayagala abantu bonna okulokoka.
Once all people get saved.
N'okutuukira ddala mu kumanya amazima
gonna. Reach no all truth.
So to werima nti walokoka
kiwe. Don't think it's so people saved.
Ogenda onoonye saved.
That you go to look for money.
Olina okufuna n'obudde bw'okunoonya okumanya amazima gonna.
Fail to get time to seek no all truth.
Fula obudde kolako ky'okoze.
Do what you've done.
Koma onoonya Katonda.
Come back seek for God.
Yongera okumumanya.
Move on to know him.
N'amazima gonna agamukwata.
All truth confirming him.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
So tulabula mu kigambo
ekyo. And we want with it as words.
Atusembayo ne Yakobo esule ne yokona.
Yes, we end up with James 4.
Kama atugamba bwati.
God tells us this.
Yakobo esule yokuna.
Yakobo esule yokuna.
Chapter 4.
Olunyoro okulo 13.
Verse 14.
Yakobo esula eyokuna olunyiriri lwa 13.
James 4, verse 13.
Kale nno mmwe aboogera nti leero oba jjo tunaagenda mu kibuga gundi tulimalayo omwaka gumu tulitunda tuliviisamu amagoba naye nga temutegeera byankya
enjaba n'akunonayo mubiri
omanye
kati bali mu kusuubula
genda
malayo omwaka
wiikimanyi
ngenda bweru
ebyo bibabeera bali
mu busuubuzi
business.
Naye kati mugambe kale kamaze omwaka
bwebweruanoonya
sente omwaka ngeri anoonya
katonda
asobole
okubalansi
naye era n'okuddako era anoonya
bwasente
Yakobo essuula ey'okuna olunyiriri tuli ku lwa 14:13 kale nno mwaboogera nti leero oba jjo tunaagenda mu kibuga gundi tulimalayo omwaka gumu tulitunda tuliviisa amagoba naye nga temutegeera byankya obulamu bwammwe bulinga kiki muli lufu olulabika akaseera katono ne lulyoka luggwaawo
naye mugenda kuva
osiggwasootuuke
wafe mukulu
oba
obulira mukuba ogende
mukeye
Yakobo essuula ey'okuna olunyiriri lwa 15 we mwandyogeredde nti mukama waffe bw'alyagala tuli babalamu era tulikola bwe tuti oba bwe tuti naye kakano mwenyumiriza mu kwekulumbaza kwammwe okwenyumiriza kwonna okuli bwe kutyo kubi kale amanya okukola obulungi amanye okukola obulungi n'atakola kyekibi eri oyo
tuyingire mu y'okutaano
Yakobo essuula ey'okuna olw'okutaano Yakobo essuula ey'okutaano olunya olusooka kale nno mwe abagagga mukaabe
mutandika obwoloma kubakitako
to weep for what is coming next on you
olw'okugaana okumanya katonda
for refusing to know God
naye wakyaliwo akadde erikwawulira okyayinza okuloka n'okutuukira ddala mukumanya amazima
gonna
Yakobo essuula ey'okutaano olunyiriri olusooka kale nno mwe abagagga mukaabe muliire olw'ennaku ezijja ku mmwe
n'abagaa mukaabe mulabire ku munnamu w'oluka
16
kubanga tonamanya kigenda
kuddiraoli
mukutoka ebyenfuna bya sitaani
bakusiye
oganya okulokokera ddala otuukira ddala mukumanya amazima ogamba mbu walokokako naye teweetaaga nnyo okumanya katonda omanye alimanya ebingi bajja
bumuaate
noweerabira nti obutamanya tebukujjisa
Yakobo essuula ey'okutaano nnyo olw'okubiri obugagga bwammwe buvunze n'ebyambalo byammwe biririddwa ennyenje
babagamba ebyo
bimwambaddesaawa
yonna
webanaateeka
omubiri gwe eri
mukontaana
ojja kusinzira emagombolo be bulungi ennyenje ziridde buli kyambalo ekyali
kinyirire
nga n'obugagga bwo tewakyaliwo oli mwavu nnyo
Yakobo essuula ey'okutaano olunya olw'okusatu ezaabu yammwe ne ffeeza zitalazze n'obutalage bwazo buli babujulirwa gye muli bulirya omubiri gwammwe ng'omuliro
emu
obutalage bwe busooka okulya
omubiri
gwewalinga ofaako ennyombo olabulira
ng'omanyikiddwa nnyo mumawangasonga
muguute lyakumanyi
Yakobo essuula ey'okutaano olunya olw'okusatu mwakuŋŋaanyiza ebintu mu nnaku ez'enkomerero
soma bulungi oluyiri olwo olabe
mwakuŋŋaanyizza ebintu mu nnaku ez'enkomerero laba empeera y'abakozi abakungula ennimiro zammwe gye mulyazaamaanya ekaaba n'ebiwoobe byabo abakungula byayingira mu matu ga Mukama ow'eggye
ne balyoka banyaga buli muntu
yenna
ne bakuŋŋaanya
ebyobugagga
musanu nakiro
tebeebala
baagaana okunoonya
katondambawulidde
byonna byemukoze
wakiwaddani
abalimbye
mbeera
mu ntogo ebyenfuna
n'abafuga
n'abakkiriza dde onoonya omusana
gw'okumanya
naye leero si bwe tugenda
nkakasanga
waliwo abali mu nsi
abalokukakaate
nkakasa waliwo abadde n'erinnya
eryokulokoka
nga baali baafuwa dda naye kankana omukama
abalokola
era tubaaniriza eri okulokoka okwa
ddalan'okutuukira
ddala mu kumanyira ddala
Yakobo essula ey'okutaano olunya olw'okutaano mwesanyusa ku nsi ne muwoomerwa ebinyumu
tukoze
ebyenfuna
byayisiimutebafaayo
okulokoka
n'okutuukira
ddala mukumanya amazima nga bagamba n'enkya bagenda
kusuubula
Yakobo essula ey'okutaano olunya olw'okutaano mwegezezza mu mitima gyammwe
sitaani n'alyoka abazimbya nga balaba ebyalo byonna bayinza
okubigula
mwe muli abasoba kimanye mpulira batunda
miceri
mu bannabbi
kale
bannabbi abasiru bwabakowa mu nsi muno
mani
bayibuli ebogerako bannabbi
abasirubayononeka
amagezikutunda otya omuceere
mutukuvu
yesu yatundako ku migaati
emitukuvu
yakola emigaati naye
teyagitundaokaka
okulimye na mu
nnimi
Yakobo essula ey'okutaano olunya olw'okutaano mwegezezza mu mitima gyammwe nga ku lunaku olw'okubaaga ebya ssava mwasala omusango okusinga obutuukirivu
owulidde sa ebyobutuukirivu baagamba
bigasakiulieno
okunoonya bwakabaka bwakati
n'obutuukirivutuli
bulungi
tukoze
obubaga obwessago
tulyao
omanyiti obutuukirivu baabusalira dde
obusaaaera
abatuukirivu babeera mukubonaabonatetulina budde
bwakubonabonaabona
tukulese kubanga era tutegeera
buliolyawo
kuja obugaga bafe tukulese
obwaseeroseera
ne katonda akutadde eno ebbali
tukwetegerezebweyonoate
nae akati ate ekizibu
n'ekizeeogulo
1 ne kunsi 1tetugeera kuddamu byakubeera mu nnaku gye babadde
basuulomanye
obulokozi buli obadde obuzibu
we
baali baafera bwe bubaddewo
okukomewo
ebikola
by'abatumidebannabbe
yakobo essuula ey'okutaano olunya olw'omukaaga mwasala omusango okusinga obutuukirivu
oyinza otya okubira obutuukirivu n'obusalira kale mujja kugenda mu ggulu
naye
naffe tunaabeera
mugeenayoalinaba
byoyogera
kubanga
era lotegeera ne
byoyogera
yakobo essuula ey'okutaano olunya olw'omukaaga ne mumutta naye n'atabawakanya
tebamukola emirimu
yakobo essuula ey'okutaano olunya olw'omusanvu kale abooluganda mugumiikirizenga okutuusa okujja kwa mukama waffe
nja kubasaba ekyo kimu
abooluganmugumiikirize
ebintu
byona
mukama waffe akusiŋaana leero n'akujja
mugamusiŋaane
nga ogwanidde okuyiga mubwakabaka
okozesa
byonna bye tulina ebyenfuna wano
obulungi
bw'obwakatonda ng'otuukiriza Peter ekyokubiri essuula esooka.
As you fulfill 2 Peter chapter 1.
Verse 3. That is
everything for life and serving
God. Don't
get pride over every financial issue of this world.
For he speaks in Acts.
Acts
17:17-25.
The God who made heavens and
earth. God
equated to gold, neither
silver.
For him we live and we move.
Now
what I want to tell you.
Never
build a house and say Jesus has risen for me. Not even a car. All go see them as to use for life and for serving God.
Isaiah 13.
From verse 14 to down. Gold and silver will not save you on that day. In the hands of they who come from the far country. In the hands of the
men.
The men who come from the bottomless
pit.
They not be bribed with gold or silver.
Although
you look for money. And they tell you give the tithe from the Catholics. That it will help you.
That's
going to reduce your sins.
Isaiah
13 says.
Gold and
silver will not save you on that day.
But
get the light of knowledge. It will light
you.
Now you will enter to God. May God bless you. Prepare
the
social system. The mountain. The people.
Where
adulterous seeds reign over nations. And you know how the clan entered in your blood.
Up there,
not gotten saved from it. When a brother of the church calls you an
evil
brother, you first run to help your brother. Your physical brothers and your
brothers.
But you can't feel your brethren, you say you got born again together. You don't want even to help them. Now you'll come and see how you run that head of the social relations. Where they kept you a clan on this world. Come and get saved. God to save you.
And
give you the full knowledge that you hold eternal life. Thank you for coming.